Evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
And how are you wonderful people this evening?
Just wonderful.
As always, I have good news for you. Wonderful news. This thing that we call God, this thing we call the universe, which we are all one with, has brought us all here on this plane of action to learn something. To learn something about ourselves. And we learn different things about ourselves. And it always teaches us something, but never in a punitive way. The universe or God never punishes us. We sometimes punish ourselves because we allow this mind of ours to tell us different things that are not true. And we live in a thought atmosphere on this plane of action, which tells us one lie after the other. And we start to believe those lies. And we start to think that those lies are really true. And I'm here to tell you that that is not true. And that the lies that you have heard, or any of the lies that you're operating with at the present moment in your own life, is not necessary. You were brought here on this plane of action, completely equipped. Come in. With everything to be a success here. You have everything within you to be a success. Everything within you to complete every desire that you have, to complete every aspiration that you have. There is nothing held back from any of us. We have it all. And we must recognize that. In Julius Caesar, William Shakespeare, there is a line which says, "The fault is not in our stars that we are underlings, but in ourselves." So if any time that you're feeling that you cannot cope with something, that's a lie. Everything is inside of you. So many people are waiting for this thing that we call God to do the work for you. You have to do the work yourself. You have to do it. This weekend, Saturday in fact, I went to IKEA. I bought one of their kits. It was just a lamp. But I had to bring it home and put it together myself. You see, people are waiting around for God to put something together for them. I am telling you that you have all the parts that are necessary for everything that you want in life. I've told you many times that life is an inside job. You must do the work. It's also a do-it-yourself project. You are here on this plane of action with all the tools and all the equipment and all the material necessary to have a wonderful, complete life, to have all the abundance, prosperity, and money that you want. But you're not opening up the kit. And if you have opened it, you're looking at all the pieces and expecting somebody else to put it together for you. God is not going to do that for you. Remember in the Bible it says God helps those who help themselves? You must start to put that together. You must see those pieces and put the pieces together. They're all there. That's the wonderful thing. That's the wonderful gift that you have. You came here with all the pieces that you need. But you allow other people and you allow the world to tell you that that's not so. That you're lacking something. That in your kit there has to be a piece missing. No. There are no pieces missing in your kit. If your mind is telling you that, it's telling you a lie. It is telling you a lie. We're always whole, complete, and perfect. Everything we want and need, everything we desire is already here. Every manifestation that you're looking for is already here. You just have to organize the pieces and put it together. But you're expecting an outside power, this thing that we call God or the universe, to do that for you. And I'm here to tell you that's not going to happen. You have to start and do it. And as soon as you start, then the universe and God will move in and help you with it. I have a German proverb in my bedroom which says, start to weave, and God will give you the thread. Start something. Do something. Give up the idea that something is lacking in your life. Give up the idea that you think you're not good enough, that you're less than. Give up every label that you have put on yourself. I'm addicted to this, I'm addicted to that, oh, I can't do this, oh, I'm this, oh, I'm that. Give all those up so that you can allow this thing that we call the universe or God to work for you. God can only do for you what God can do through you. So don't be waiting around. Do something. Pick up the phone. Start something. It all starts with you. And you have everything. Give up the fear. You know, people are afraid of rejection. There's no rejection in the mind of God. God cannot reject itself. There's no such thing as rejection. That's a lie that the world is telling you. Give those lies up. Give up those ideas that you've held for so long. We set away back in September, and here we're coming, almost another September, a year that we were going to kick this up a notch. The only way that you can kick yourself up a notch, or kick life up a notch, or kick this teaching up a notch, is to start to do something. I love giving these lectures. I love telling you all this stuff. But you must do something with it. You must use it. Regardless, will you tell them your famous saying? Even if it doesn't make sense.
Oh, follow directions no matter how much sense it doesn't make. It hurts no one.
Say that again.
Follow directions no matter how much sense it doesn't make, as long as it hurts no one.
Follow directions. How many people here are still doing affirmations? How many people here are still doing treatment work? How many people here are believing? You have to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. You have to use this regardless of how silly you think it is. Every day you have to say, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me. You have to convince your mind that you are part of this whole thing, that all that you are is God, that you are not all that God is. And you cannot waver from that. And above all, you must love yourself. Every moment of every day. And hold nothing against yourself. If you do something that you're not pleased with, don't do it again. That's all there is to that. If you have a habit that you don't like, give it up. If you have an addiction you don't like, give it up. Don't buy into the world that these things require tons of time, tons of effort, and you have to go from one meeting to the next meeting and yada yada whatever. I'm not putting down any of those programs. But I'm telling you, do it differently. Every manifestation. Hello, come in. Every manifestation, every miracle is done in the twinkling of an eye. All manifestations are instant at the moment of belief. You must bring yourself to a point of belief. You must use this teaching and believe in this teaching. Test this teaching and make it work for you. Make it work for you. It works. Time is ticking away. We have no idea how many days we have on this plane of action. Stop waiting till tomorrow to achieve what you want. Do it now. And don't be afraid of doing it now. You see, if I were afraid that I had to have more knowledge before I started to talk, I would never open up my mouth, because I always think I don't know enough. But you have to start. And as soon as you start, wonderful things start to happen. Don't delay your life. It's entirely too short. And this whole experience is too marvelous, too great, too grand to let it slip through your fingers. It's a magnificent experience. It's a sacred experience. So live the experience. You don't have to be so serious. You know, you can be fun with it. You can have fun with it. You think that this thing we call God wants you to sit around and be very serious all the time? I think that'd be very boring, don't you? Put a little fun in your life. put joy in your life, happiness in your life, love in your life, sex in your life. Put those things in there. Stop waiting. It's all inside of you. You came here with everything. All the building blocks are there. Everyone wants to be saved. Everyone thinks if things get really bad, God will build a boat for you. I'm here to tell you, you have the lumber. You have the material. Build your own boat. Why do you want to wait around? And why do you want to wait around for somebody else to build the boat for you? Make it yours. Build a big boat. A luxurious boat. And have fun with it. But use this teaching. This teaching is not difficult. It requires attention. And it requires noticing. Other than that, it's a very simple teaching. Does anyone here know the essence of this teaching? The essence of this teaching is, it's always done unto you as you believe. And you are free to believe anything that you want to believe. So if you want to believe that you're weak, you may do that. But wouldn't it be better to believe that you were strong? Wouldn't it be better to believe that you can have everything that you want? Wouldn't it be better to believe that there is nothing but prosperity, abundance in this world? Health and happiness, all those wonderful things. You have to believe that. You have to say that out loud. And this universe will echo that back to you. It will echo it back to you. Has anyone ever heard an echo? If you scream, "I can," does it echo back, "No, you can't"? What does it echo back to you? Exactly what you say. That is the universe. Test it. The universe will always echo back what you put out. Try it. It works every time. And I will give $1 million to anyone that can make the echo back something else. That's how confident I am. I am confident in this universe. It will always give me back what I put out. Always. So it starts with each and every one of us. And what we put out comes back to us. Every kindness, everything we do comes back to us. I was at the swimming pool the other day, sitting on the edge, the steps, and I was just picking my foot up and tapping it. And just one ripple after the other kept going across the pool. I thought of the universe. I thought of energy. We're always putting something out. And when it gets, it comes back. It ripples back to us. We're doing it, people. We're doing everything to ourselves. So give up the idea that anything outside of you is causing anything. It is not. You are always the cause under your own experience. Always. Can you see the freedom in that? You're saying? So don't listen to the world that says, oh, that was an accident, oh, that wasn't your fault, all this, da, 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 da. Whatever that crazy stuff is saying out there, don't listen to it. Put out what you want to get back, and it will come back to you. Every time. Think of the echo. Why do you think we have the echo? Don't you think that's a nice, clever way of, for God to say, here, I'll give you an example of what happens. I'll give you an example. Works every time. Throughout this entire plane of action, an echo works that way. Throughout this entire universe, an echo works that way. It's what we call an immutable law of the universe. What you put out, you get back. All the things that I talk about, you know, are immutable laws of the universe. And each and every one of them can be proved. That's why we call this a science. Science means you can prove something. We can call it a religion, but it's a science. Science of the mind, science of the heart, science of the feelings. Everywhere. This thing that we call God is present everywhere and fills every space and is everything. I think it was Eckhart who said, God is everything, and there's nothing in between. There's nothing in between. People think, oh yes, well, God is here and here and here, but in between there must be something else. God is everywhere, and there's nothing in between. Nothing in between. I'm reading at the present moment Molecules of Emotion. Great book. She says in there, God is a neuropeptide. Mm-hmm. Said it throws scientists for a loop. But God is a neuropeptide. You see, God is everything and everywhere. And you are part of that. Everything that you are is God. Everything in your body is God. Everything outside of you is God. So if you know that, and you know that God is what? Mighty and powerful wouldn't you also be mighty and powerful? You see, you can't be something that God is not. You can't be something that God is not. Your mind may want to tell you that, but it's an out and out lie. If there is nothing but God, you have to be some part of that. And if you know that God is nothing but mighty and powerful and health and success, then you have to be all those things also, do you not? Let your mind think about those things. And don't allow it to tell you anything else. Don't you think you've lived a lie long enough? You've lived a lie long enough. Give it up. Give the lie up. And see yourselves for who and what you are. The highest, highest thing that you can be, God has made you. So why would you want to be any less than that? It was Marianne Williamson who said, people are not afraid of being great and big and all. Or she said they're afraid of being great and big and all. Why are we afraid of being great and big and all that? Why do we constantly want to shrink and think that we're small in any way? Time to give that up. Are we afraid that people will think, oh, they're conceited? Who cares? You know. Don't be around those people. You know, let them live in their world. Being proud of yourself, knowing that you have power, knowing that you are one with God and be able to state that, does not make you conceited. It makes you wise. And when you fully understand the power that you have, it makes you humble, not conceited. So please, become humble. But use it. Use this teaching. Use this power. Bring it down out of your head and all the theories, and use it and make it work for you. And it will never let you down. Never. And if you see an appearance of that, if you're seeing through the wrong eyes. It has to always work for you. If it works for one person, it has to work for everybody. There's nothing that I can do that you people cannot do. I don't put myself up higher than anybody. And if I do put myself up high, I invite you to join me. I invite you to come up with me. And I will teach you everything I know, and I will give you every technique. I never hold any little secret back saying, ha, 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 I'm not going to tell them that right now. So use this. This thing we call God does not show favorites. If your mind says, oh yes, it's all well and good for him to say because he da da da, whatever. Stop that thought immediately. And say, what God has done for others, God can do for me.
I have a question. I know you've covered this before, but when you get those kind of thoughts, you say everything is God. When you get those kind of thoughts in your head, is that God as a liar? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Is God acting? He's telling you, what is that? You know? In other words, if everything is God, you're being told a lie.
Yes.
Where's God involved in that?
God is involved in that. We live, move, and have our being in the mind of God. And we live, move, and have our being in thought atmospheres. This plane of action that we are living in has many, many thought atmospheres. And one of those thought atmospheres we call race mind or race consciousness. But you cannot have race mind and God's mind. You can have race consciousness contained within the mind of God. And since we move in this world into those different thought atmospheres, we get caught up being convinced by the world. The world is very convincing. It's the whole idea of do not judge things by appearance. Appearance has nothing to do with anything. Remember, you do not see with your eyes, you see with your mind. And as soon as you change your mind, you will see things differently. The eyes do nothing. The mind does it all. So then we get that little race mind going in there, and we call that ego. Because we have decided that we can think all these little things and get away with it. And then the ego takes on a life of its own. And it tells you, guess what? This is who you are. This is the way life is. And it tells you one lie after the other. And when it's finished telling you these lies, the last thing it says to you is, I was never here. And you sit there and say, oh, that must be true. I thought all of that. So there, so I have a mind and I can... So therefore, my mind, yes, that's right, I am weak and horrible and mean and hateful and the world is awful and people, la, 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 and I'm sick. It lies to you. Lies to you every time. Don't fall for that lie constantly. It will always tell you a lie. The last thing your mind will say to you is, I was never here. Then it goes away. And then it starts to convince you that it is you. And you are not your ego any more than you are your mind. Your mind is yours. You are not your mind. And you have to learn to control the mind. You have to learn to control the thinking. And when you learn to control your thinking, you can learn to control your feelings. And when you learn to control your thinking and your feelings, you will enter a wonderful state of bliss and peacefulness. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. How many people remember Mary Baker Eddy? What did Mary say?
You don't. Well,
she said that. Mary Baker Eddy said, you must argue with your mind like a lawyer in front of a judge. And you must always make sure that you win. And what we do is we allow our minds to win, don't we? Our mind can come up with everything. That's why you never ask the mind the question, why? Why did this happen to you? it will start, well, do you remember when you peed in the alley and your mother did this to you? Do you remember and you didn't get that last piece of apple pie? And then your brother did this to you, and then that happened. Oh, and that probably is because of this. And it'll just keep spinning out that stuff. And you'll sit there and say, oh, yeah, well, that's why I'm feeling so bad. It's a lie. You can't let your mind do that to you. You can't let your mind do that to you. You have to know that you are wonderful human beings. That this thing that we call God loves you more than you can ever know. And is absolutely ready, willing, and able to give you everything that you want. But you must start. You must put the kit together that you came here with. Think of it as an erector set. And start erecting something in your life. Start making something out of it. But do it with fun, people. Don't be gloomy and don't think, oh, well, I have to think for them. Have fun with the whole thing. See, if I couldn't have fun, I'd probably go crazy. I give up all that worry and all that kind of stuff. I just like to have fun. And I like to prove God every day. I like to prove God every minute of every day. And I can do that. And you can do that. And you can see how beautiful everything is. And that it absolutely is true that we were never thrown out of the Garden of Eden. We still live in paradise. Last night, Reva and I were at the beach. We watched the sun go down. The most magnificent thing in the world. Pinks and blues and purples and you name it. See those things. Get stimulated by those things. And know that something bigger than you is causing those things. At the same time, know that you're part of all of that. See, we're not separated, remember? There's no such thing as separation. There's only unity. And there's only interconnectedness with everything. We are not cut off from anything. We are not cut off from anybody. Okay? Now that was my... Does anyone have a question? That was my preamble.
Oh, man!
I know you thought that was the talk, didn't you? No. I get carried away sometimes with my preempts. But that was the good news, you see. Now I'm going to tell you even better news. But everything is good news. But the title of tonight's talk is Let He Who Was Without Sin Cast the first stone. Do you remember? Jesus said that, right? And then all of a sudden, a big stone hit him in the face. And he looked around and said, please, Mother. I always liked that joke. So you have to laugh. You have to have a little humor with this whole thing. So anyway, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. What does that really mean? It's this. There isn't any one of us who hasn't made a mistake. There isn't any one of us who hasn't done everything. But yet we want to say somebody else is worse than we are. And we say to ourselves, well, yes, well, I, I, I'm not a murderer. I never murdered anybody. Did you kill a fly? Did you kill a fly? You see? There's no such thing as big or small in the mind of God. See, we're the ones who do that. I'm better than you are. Every time you do that, every time I do that, I see how hypocritical it is. I see how hypocritical it is. We've all told a little white lie, haven't we? Probably we've told a big white lie, too. These are mistakes that we make. These are things to look at. And here again, we don't punish ourselves. We have to laugh at all this stuff. And then what do? Try not to do it again. Try to learn something from it. Try to become something better than you are today. And just lift yourself up and say, oh, well, I'm not going to do that one again. I'm not going to do that one again. But we have to start thinking, what are we doing? Instead of thinking, oh, no, I don't do those things. Only other people do that. We're all one. We're all doing it. Do you think we'll ever have a time when there'll be no war? As long as we have domestic violence, I have a feeling we're going to have war. Everything is always working. From the small to the large. From the micro to the macro. Always. So we have to look at our own selves and see what we're doing. And then decide to change that. Now, you don't have to change any of that stuff, you know, if it makes you feel good, if you want to run around doing all that. That's all well and good. But I don't think it's going to make you feel good. I don't think you're going to like yourself after a while. So you have to watch what you're doing. And stop thinking that it only happens to other people, or only other people do that. And that somebody has done it because it's bigger. It means more. It doesn't mean more. There's no difference between killing a fly and killing a human being. Because it's all the same life. It's all God. We think humans are more important than a fly. That we're bigger, more intelligent. That the fly's life doesn't count. I never kill a fly, they only live 12 days. Let them have their 12 days. No. It's true. All they live is 12 days. So we have to think of those things and change the way we're thinking about everything in our life. And that's part of the race mind out there, and that's part of the world out there that says, oh, it's all right, we're going to punish that person for doing this, we're going to do that for doing, you know. I don't think we should have to punish anybody. And I don't know how we're going to get around that one. But certainly, in my lifetime, I've never seen punishment help anybody. It certainly hasn't changed them. This thing we call God doesn't seek retribution. Only humans seek retribution. Only humans say, I want him to get what he deserves. Only humans do that. This thing we call God does not do that. So think about that one. That God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. So if you are holding anything against yourself, let it go. Let it go. And don't get all upset if you kill the fly. Learn to let things go. Learn to see things differently. So that you can learn to think differently. And when you learn to think differently, your whole life will change. Start to see everyone as yourself. And start to realize we are all going to make mistakes. And fortunately, we have that ability to know that we made a mistake. Wouldn't it be awful if you didn't know it was a mistake and you kept on doing it? Doesn't everyone know when they made a mistake? Now, I know there are a few people that keep making the mistake, thinking that it's going to change in some way. It's not. Mistakes are what I call instant karma. You immediately know. Oh, mistake. Then I never hold that against myself. I don't hold anything against myself. Why would I do that to myself? If this thing I call God doesn't hold anything against me, huh, why would I? Don't you think that would be putting me a little bit higher than God? You see? I don't do it to myself. I don't do it. So don't do those things to yourself. And don't do it to other people. We're all trying to get through this experience. And each and every one of us is doing it the best way we know how. The best way we know how. And if you think that somebody has done you wrong, give that up too. They did the very best they knew how to do. Everyone's doing the very best they know how to do. And yes, we may be able to say that's not good enough. But the more you're in this, the more you'll be around people that don't bother to do these things anymore. That realize that they can move up in consciousness. That they can think different about themselves, about everybody else, and about the world itself. So that you can get rid of all the complaining, all the blaming, all the explaining. There's no need for any of that. And you can start to do that. And you can start to do that right here and right now. See, anything you want to do, you have to do right now. The only power that you ever have is in the present moment. There's no power in the future. There's no power in the past. The only power there is always in the present moment. The only time that you can change is in the present moment. You can't change yesterday, and you can't change tomorrow. You can change the present moment. You can change yourself right here and right now. And once you change yourself, you stay changed. You do not allow that little mind to take you back. Just don't let it do it. But we think, oh my, it'd take me 20 years to change. I don't have 20 years. You know, I believe in instant everything. Why do you want to wait around and do that to yourself? Why do you want to wait around? So forgive yourself for every mistake you ever made. Forgive yourself for not being where you think you ought to be. And start over. Just start over. And start by loving yourself. And just love yourself. And then love yourself. The more you do that, the more you're going to have. Things will just come into your life. Listen to your mind. Notice what thoughts are going on in you. And get rid of the ones you don't want. Look at your mind as a garden. And start planting it with beautiful flowers. And if the weeds start to come up, pull them out. You see, what we have done, we have let all those weeds, those negativities, to take over our thinking. Don't let it. Have a beautiful garden going on up there. And just pluck all that other stuff out. Means nothing. Means nothing. So now, can you see? None of us can cast a stone at anybody, can we? None of us can say something bad about anyone. Because we've all done it. In one way or the other. And we can't throw stones at other people because we're throwing them at ourselves. We're all one. Oh, light. And when you know that you're all one, we learn to take care of everybody. Because if you hurt, we all hurt. If you're sick, we're all sick. So let's try to make everybody happy. Let's try to make ourselves happy. Let's try to everyone be successful so that we can make everybody else successful. And let's share in this whole wonderful experience. Let's share. Okay. I have some card. My card. A God-given opportunity to reinvent yourself according to God's mind's perfect idea of you. You get to choose. I've changed my presence of mind. Just change your presence of mind. according to what you think God's mind is, which is what? Love, peace, happiness, success, health, money, prosperity, abundance. I could go on. God is doing a great work in and through me now. How many people believe that? God is doing a great work in and through me now. I am a child of God. Divine light illuminates my path, and I proceed by divine direction. Every atom and cell of my body is attuned to God's healing power and responds with renewed vigor and vitality. Last card. This is food for thought card. DNA does not control biology, and the nucleus itself is not the brain of the cell. Just like you and me, cells are shaped by where they live. In other words, it's the environment. Make sure that the environment that's going on inside of your body is an environment worthy of cells being born. There is always resurrection going on inside of you. Cells are dying and new cells are being born. They must be born into an atmosphere that knows nothing but health, abundance, prosperity, and God. If you have in your mind anything that negates that, the cell is then born into an atmosphere that is not healthy for it. You are making your own body at this very moment. You are making your body with your thinking. You are making an atmosphere for that cell to be born in. And you can change every cell in your body, and you can change the DNA in your body. You can change the cells in your body. The genes that are in you are not made in concrete. They can be changed by the power of your thinking. They can be changed by the environment that you allow a cell to be born in. And your environment includes your thoughts, your opinions, your viewpoints, and your beliefs. Learn what they are, change them the way you wish, so that inside of you, this resurrection, this rebirth of cells, is born into the best possible atmosphere, one of health, abundance, prosperity, and God. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.